Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Socia, along with Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. And Andy, the Patriots, with the third day of preparation in front of officials before an off day tomorrow, and Bill Belichick certainly didn't seem pleased on the field, twice calling the entire team together.
Not only calling them twice together during practice, but then also took them to the far field, the hill they have, for some conditioning as an entire team after practice. That may have been something that sort of came to him during the workout. A couple different times, Patrick Graham, defensive line coach, not happy with substitutions, Bill yelling at substitution things. I don't think like he felt this was their crispest practice.
How much of that as well is to send a message before they get a little R&R tomorrow, so to speak?
Yeah, certainly. You don't want to go light the day before a day off, because then you're kind of wasting 2 days. And quite frankly, I thought the last 2 or 3 days have been a little lackluster, not as crisp maybe as they could be, not as intense as they could be. So it might also be a culmination of a couple days in a row where he wasn't completely satisfied with the work going on.
And much of that could be due to the mounting injuries. And today we saw another running back have to leave practice.
You started practice with 23 players not taking part, and then you added a couple guys during practice, most notably Travaris Cadet. Walked off kind of gingerly, went down the back way, returned to Gillette Stadium. That running back group, obviously with LeGarrette Blount going down, now taking hits. We've seen some depth at receiver being a concern, although Brian Timms is out watching now. He's maybe coming back in that direction. But, yeah, no question that the health of the team is an issue right now, and Belichick was asked about that, monitoring that as he goes through this preparation, not only for the first preseason game and all of training camp, but then into the first month of September and guys being ready for the full haul.
And one of the ironies thus far in camp is that Danny Amendola, of course, beset by injury problems for much of his career, has been the one guy, the one regular receiver who's been out there for every snap.
Yeah, we got to give him credit. He was mostly healthy last year, and this year he has been out there for every snap. He's pretty much the lone weapon. Even Gronk got a little nicked up a couple days ago. Amendola's been out there for every snap. I think he's had a really good summer, caught the ball really well. And, you know, when those quarterbacks are dropping back, he's sort of the lone target at the receiver position that they know where he's going to be and what he's going to do.
So nice to see him parlay the strong finish to last year in the postseason to a good start this preseason.
Yeah, no question. A year ago in the spring heading into training camp, there were all these questions, you know, is he sort of in that circle of trust? What's his relationship with Brady, his rapport? I think he is now a made man, maybe we'll call him, based on what he did in December and January and into February. And now that's even, he's getting more reps and he's building on that relationship with both quarterbacks, including Garoppolo.
Andy, enjoy your day off.
I will. I'm looking forward to the beach.
For Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart, I'm Bob Socia for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.